¿Pero está grabando?
Sí.
Bien.
Bien.
Let's go.
Let's go. The first thing is about your family. As you often refer to your maternal grandfather. Now, is there something specific that he gave you or that he made you discover? Because you just say he was important.
My grandfather was just an element of a family. Mm. With a special emphasis in humanities, mm-hmm. right? In the value of the classics, and the value of honor, and the value of history.
But that was already present in your father, so he must have added something.
Well, part of the atmosphere. So mm-hmm. I was grown in an atmosphere of academic interest. Mm-hmm. So part of this ambience was that of my maternal grandfather. So my father had grandfather, the maternal grandfather, in history in the wide sense, history, artistic values. I think he went to archaeology because he was interested in art and history of art. And he was a very curious man, had a fantastic library of divulgation books, which I read anxiously when I was a kid. They are on physics, astronomy. He was a very educated man. Mm-hmm. And he didn't put too much emphasis in us to pursue the same interest. So when I told him that I was more interested in science, he was very happy. In fact, he told me someday that he would have liked to have this opportunity, and he would have chosen biology.
I see. My last question about your family is that you say that your father was also a painter?
Yes, he played music by ear, and he was a very good painter, but more than painting. Although he did watercolors, more than painting was drawing, fundamentally drawing. Uh-huh. In fact, he made use of this in his career enormously. Mm-hmm. It was just a professional painting. He uh-huh. had also his own frivolities in going to a landscape
and
painting uh-huh. a sheep. Mm. But otherwise, it was just the professional painting in which the details are absolutely crucial.
Right.
But the feeling I received from my father is a feeling. The feeling of plastic art, the feeling of things which exist in the world and are self-contained, are solid, are expressive, are colorful, was very sensitive person. He encouraged my interest and my yes. Mm. And I remember I constructed myself a microscope. Because he didn't want to give me one, you know, because this could be converted into a toy. So uh-huh. you want to try to do it yourself. Uh-huh. In fact, I did. Mm. The compound microscope was horrendous in terms of aberrations. But I mean,
it was a stimulation.
It was uh-huh. a very silent, quiet stimulation. But we did talk very little about the actual content of uh-huh. My work, mm-hmm. because he realized he was not up to the task. He was very respectful.
And that microscope, that was when you were about, what, 15, 16, something like that?
16.
16.
In fact, it's somewhere there.